Okay, so we're working on a new sugya, but it's very much tied to the sugya that we did last week, as you'll see in a second. And I'm going to learn the Gemara with you, and then in honor of Avi Antelis, I'm actually going to learn a Rav Chaim with you, Rav Chaim Stenzel, in honor of those who like that word. And you'll see, I posted it on the WhatsApp, the text of the stencil. Where's he going? Where's he going? Okay, anyway, so let's take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the source? Minahani, how do you know that the Eidim Zomim, in the case of Ben Grusha and Chalutza, do not themselves become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? So I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Da'amar Krov Asisim Lo Kasher Zomam, Lo V'lo Lazara. So the halacha is that Kasher Zomam is limited to him. To him and not to his children. So this is a, so lo is a limiter. In the words of Will, how did you put it in Seder?
It's like a, it's an incomplete application, or like too little of an application of
Well,
the
but in other words, it's supposed to be limited. In other words, it has to go to the Edim and not to their offspring. So the Gemara asks
application.
the Gemara asks Akasha, v'livsa lididei, v'lo livsa lazare. So let them. Okay, good. So if in other words, Vasisim Lo says it shouldn't apply to his Zera. The Gemara says, no, let it apply to him and not to the Zera. And the Gemara says that can't be because Ba'inan Kasha Zamulas says Valeka. That would create an inequivalence. Kasha Zam demands equivalence, that what I intended, I get back. And if it's happening, if I intended to passel father and son, and if when it comes back to me, it's only me and not my children, so there's a chisaron in kasher zama. Now, I'm going to just ask a question. I'm not looking for an answer right now, but my question I'm asking is this halacha, is it a quantitative halacha or a qualitative halacha? Allow me to explain what I mean. Is the pshat, I intended, when I testified that this guy, the Nidon. Again, the person I'm testifying against, we're calling him the Nidon. That's the person I'm testifying against. When I testify, the Nidon is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So what am I saying? I am saying he's Pasul. And if he has any offspring, or if he will have offspring, they too are Pasul. So essentially, my Eidos is a double Eidos. It's Eidos on him, and it's Eidos on his current or future offspring. Okay, so quantitatively, my testimony has two tiers, two tranches, him and his offspring. What about if it comes back to me and I'm only passing myself and I'm not passing my children? So then there's a chisaron quantitatively. I wanted to passel generations, dad and kids, current or future. And now when it comes back to me, lo v'lo lazare is only passeling me and not my offspring. So there's an inequivalence quantitatively. That's one way to look at the Gemara. There's another way to look at the Gemara. And the other way to look at the Gemara, watch this, okay, is there's a qualitative problem. What do I mean by that? And basically I'm saying the shiur right now. The next minute is shiur. The rest is just going to be, just playing it out. But this is the shiur. Or is the psul. When I passeled him, when I said you're a halal, the nature of being a halal, qualitatively, is you're impacted, and that impact has reverberations. It is a reverberating psul that affects child after child after child. Meaning, it is a very, very deep and profound psul, qualitatively. And if when it comes back to the Edom Zomim on the boomerang, if it only affects him, and it doesn't affect his children. So it's a non-reverberating psul. And a non. Do you hear that? Good. A non-reverberating psul is not the same psul, and therefore it's flawed in kasha zama. That's the simple chakira. That's the simple chakira. Do you hear the chakira? So now the question is, which is it? Which is it? Now, if I could use terminology that we used on Thursday, the terminology that I'm going to use is, what exactly is kasher zama? Is kasher zamam onesh transference? Or is kasher zamam status transference? Gmardin transference? Identity transference? What do I mean? If it's onesh transference, so I essentially wanted to make him a halal, the nidon, and essentially his children halalim. So there's two effects. So to properly bring that back, kasha zamam, I would need to also impact me and also impact my offspring. And since it doesn't do that, lo velo lazaro, so therefore you don't have kasha zama. That's quantitative. Qualitative would say that the nature of my psul was I wanted to passel this guy with a reverberating psul. In order for kasha zamam to work, to be real kasha zamam, what has to come back to me? A psul of identity. I have to become a halal. Becoming a halal means that what are my future children going to be? My future children are going to be halalim. And if my future children are not going to be halalim, because lo v'lo lazaro, so then it's not kasha zama. So what I just did is just applied our chakira that we developed on Thursday, onus transference versus identity transference, and those are two ways of looking at our gemara. I'm going to share with you, I'm going to go a little out of order, because I know you spend most of your time with Tos and the Ritva, which is where I want you to spend most of your time. But I'm going to learn a Rav Chaim with you, just to highlight the point. Then I'm going to learn the last Ritva with you, to highlight the point, and then we're going to bring it into Tos and the Ritva. And that's all we're going to do today. Simple shiur today. Okay? And we've already said this shiur. The rest is jazz. Now, Kobe, I'm not impressed. I am impressed, but I'm not impressed. Kobe wants to impress me because he's holding a Rav Chaim. But if I see it properly, hold it up, Kobe. That's a Rav Chaim al Harambam. That's not the Rav Chaim stencil. That's the real Rav Chaim. I'm impressed. But that's the real Rav Chaim.
Hello, real Rav Chaim, please stand up.
What I was looking for is this sefer. This sefer is the Chidushe HaGrach stencil, and you'll notice the text is very different text. Anyway, I don't want you to pull out your phones. Don't pull out your phones, but I have it, I put it on your phones. So,
should I just leave now?
No, don't leave. Don't leave unless you have to use the bathroom again. Okay, so let us, I'm going to read you the Rav Chaim stencil, but listen to this Shaila. Vilachora Nira. Dine ben grusha matzinu chumros vekulos. When a person's a halal, there are chumros and kulos. Chumros. The chumros are his puzzle. He's no longer a kohen. He cannot have any of the benefits of being a kohen. So he cannot go ahead and duchen and get the first aliyah and eat truma and do avon beis hamikdash. That's what a halal is. But there are also kulos. What are the kulos? Shemuter bepsulei kohuna. A halal is not a kohen. So certain people that a Kohen is not allowed to marry, like, for example, a Gioras, a Halal is allowed to marry. So now says Rav Chaim, V'yesh lehistapek. Now we have a suffix. The Ben Grusha, Ilav Hachkrof, you didn't have the pasuk of Lo V'lo Lazara. V'hoyu nasim ha'edim Ben Grusha. And we're going to turn the Edim into a Ben Grusha. Let's say you didn't have the pasuk. So we're going to apply Kasher Zama. I'm going to apply, turn the Edim into Ben Grusha. Ma yehe din ha'edim. Im nase Ben Grusha gam lekula, lehet de psule kuna olo. In other words, once we have this din of Kasher Zamam, and let us assume that the din of Kasher Zamam, you didn't have the Gzeres HaKos Lo V'lo Lazaro. So we're going to go ahead and turn the Edim Zomim into a Halal. Are we also giving him the Kulas of Halal, or just the Chumras of Halal? Answer the question, please. Do we give, let's say he's a Kohen. The Edim Zomimim are Kohanim. So they, as Kohanim, they could not marry Psule Kohuna. Now we give him a din of Kasher Zomam. Can they now marry Psule Kohuna? If you didn't have the Pasuk Lo V'lo Lazara, what do you say?
It depends which thought process you're going to. If you're going to the thought process of it's just a transference of punishment, then perhaps not, because you want them to get the benefit. But if you're saying, like Tosfos would say, that it's a transfer of status, then we would probably say yes.
Excellent, Aaron. Very good. Very good. If you're... Where are you going? Where are you disappearing to? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, Heter. If you are transferring onesh, if it's onesh transference, then you can bifurcate the chumras from the kulas. You can apply the chumras and give them the onesh without the concomitant kulas. And he says, this is what Rav Chaim writes, listen carefully.
L'chora harei pasha
d'ala
kul...
What? No, he's a halal, so he can marry, right? Yeah, yes, because he's a Kohen who has dine halal, but he's still gonna. We're only gonna give him the kulas, not we're only gonna give him the onesh and not the kulas, right? V'lechora hare pasha dala kulos lo shayt din kasher zamim in kelim yinzel lo yaso even klal ben grusha el ala chumros the rak al ze shayt din kasher zamim, and then he says ulam nire. The Yase Ben Grusha L'chol Dover. His conclusion is, no, they should become a Ben Grusha L'chol Dover. The Alpha Gavlo Shaykh Ala Kulos Din Kasher Zamam, even though the Din of Kasher Zamam shouldn't apply to the Kulos. Dinei Hod Ben Grusha Muter B'Psulei Kuhuna Halei Lo Have Zed Din B'Fnei Atzmo. The fact that a Ben Grusha is now Muter B'Psulei Kuhuna is not a separate Din. Eladad Din Psul Goreim Zed Dekem Denitz Al Kuna Ve'en Alav Kedushas Kuhuna Al Korchav Muter Hu Psulei Kuna Ve'en Sadak Kula Shaben Grusha Ben Kuhaluta Novea Me'achumra Ve'apsul Ve'en Kenka Ve'en Zon Nami Nihid Al Kulos Lo Shaykh Adin Kasha Zon Mikomok Me'achad Al Chumros Ve'apsul Harei Shaykh Hazon Ken Harei Kapsul Ve'en Tzvik Mohem Din Kasha Zon Klal. In other words, according to Rav Chaim, it's a package. You can't have a din halal without the kulos, which means lichora, Rav Chaim is understanding kasher zamam to be a transference of the identity, a transference of the gmar din transference. And once you're assuming gmar din transference, then yes, per force, you will have to apply the kulos with the chumros. Now, hold on, Rory. Hold on. I just want to show you one other thing, because again, I think this lambda starts to kind of emerge from the words of the Rishonim. Look at the Ritva, source number, I think it's 5, at least on the first Mar Makomos. The second Ritva. So look at how the Ritva, and it's a very interesting Ritva, how the Ritva teaches the Kasha, the Gemara. So what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara asked, "V'lifsalei l'didei v'lo lazare." why can't you pasel the Eidim Zalmim and not pasel their kids? No, you can't do that. Why? But inan kasha zambaleka. But what was the havamina? How could you pasel the Eidim Zomimim and not pasel the children? How would that work? What's the havamina? So look at the Ritva. And Rabosai, forget the Ritva, actually. Don't look at the Ritva for a second. You tell me, how would that work? How could you pasel the Eidim and not pasel the children? What would be the mechanism to do that?
Onus transference?
Thank you. Excellent. Onus transference. You see, if you're working with what? If you're working with din, gmar din transference, how do you separate the father from the kids? Once he's a halal, definitionally his children are halalim. But look at the language of the Ritva. I think it's really right here. V'lif salei l'di devlo l'zare, perish. Dekevan she'ein pisulam ela miderech knas. Since the psul, which psul? Who's psul? Since the psul of the Eidim Zomim is only derech knas, could someone give me another word for derech knas?
Fine.
What?
Punishment transference.
Yes, punishment. It's a punishment. Therefore, milsa de efshehu. It's possible shehu pasul vizaro kosher. It's possible that the father, the Eidim, will be pasul, and the zera going to be kosher. How is that possible? Because you can bifurcate. I can give this one the onus and not that one. And what's the Gemara's answer? No. Uparkinan, ba'inan kasher zamam veleka. It would not be good kasher zamam. Why not? Now, there's two ways of learning that maskana. What are the two ways of learning that maskana? One way to learn the maskana is like Rav Chaim's going to learn the maskana, is that you can't separate the psul of the father from the psul of the kids because kasha zamam is not ones transference. And if you're punishing the father, if you wanted to make him into a halal, halal reverberates. And if it's non-reverberating, it's not kasher zamam. But if you're the Ritva, I don't think that's how you're learning it. The Ritva says he intended to passel fathers and sons. I could, in theory, bifurcate and say just passel him and not the kids, because it's just a knas ba'alma. So it's efser to split off. So he says, no, but since he intended to punish fathers and sons, and now you're only punishing the father, the Eidim, that's not kasher zamam. Quantitative. It's not quantitative kasher zamam. And with that hagdama, I'll take your questions, but then I want to get to Tosfos and the Ritva. Yes, Rory.
Could Rabbi just explain what the kulos and the chumros upgrade down?
How sure. Sure. The chumras of halal is that even though he's a biological kohen, none of the privileges of kahuna will inure to him, which means he doesn't get the first aliyah and he can't duchen and he can't do avodah beis hamikdash and he doesn't eat truma. That's the punishment. That's what he loses out on. But a kohen has limited people that he can marry. A kohen's not allowed to marry a convert. A person who is a halal, a czar, a Yisrael is allowed to marry a convert. So now the question is, will this, if we were to apply the din of kasher zamam, would we allow this eighth Kohen, former Kohen, to marry a convert? That would be the cool. Okay. Yes, Isaac Shapiro.
Right. according to the Rizal, what if he were to say that he intended to punish person, not the kids? We said before, right, I forgot what it was.
I'm deferring you, Isaac. Not now. Will.
You said that, that according to Rav Chaim, like you proved that according to Rav Chaim, you must hold that it's identity transference, because otherwise, then you would be giving him the kula of, you would not be giving him the kulas, and you would be giving him the chumras.
You could give the chumras without the kulas.
Yeah, but even if you hold that it's punishment owner transference, you still can't give the kulas without, you still can't give the chumras without giving the kulas, because then you'd leave him not being able to marry anyone, which is not like a not an option.
He can marry people.
Who would he be able to marry if he got the chumras and not the kulas?
Who'd he marry? He can't marry. He's a halal. He can marry nice from Yisraelios.
A halal can marry those?
Why not? Can you? Can you?
Yeah, but I'm not a halal.
Yeah, but you're a czar.
He doesn't have the din of a mom, he's a din of a halal.
Right. You're a czar. He's a czar. Okay. Okay, right now let's go to Tosas now. Okay, so we have a simple agenda. We got 15 minutes. Tosas, Ritva, and then I want to just finish up the second half of the Ritva that we just started. So Tosas on our daf, nice little short Tosas, but it's a beautiful little Tosas. So Tosas says, but inan kashdam v'leka. So Tosas says, wait, there's a kasha. Hey choshem eidim shumitzi sheni de ain born livsol zaro ki imla paslo imke nivso. So Tosas comes up with a beautiful kasha. Beautiful kasha. What would be the din if Adam Zomim testified that this fellow, the Nidon, is a Mitzri Sheni? Because Mitzri Sheni is a very interesting personality. A Mitzri Sheni, again, his father was a Mitzri who converted to Judaism. So the convert, he's a former Mitzri, but now he's a Jew. There's a halacha that a Mitzri Rishon can't marry a regular Yisraelis, can only marry a convert. Fine. There's another halacha. Again, I gave you the psukim in the broadcast in Parshas Kisetze that a Mitzri Sheni is also us. So also has to marry a convert, and only a Mitzri Shlishi can be Nichnas L'Kahal Hashem. So if I testify this guy's a Mitzri Sheni, so argues Tosas, now there's no longer a Xeris HaKosov of Lo V'lo L'Zaro, so turn the Adam Zomim into Mitzri Sheni, because it has no impact whatsoever on their kids, so you can create a status change in the Adam Zomim. So do you apply the rule of Kasher Zomim to a case of Mitzri Sheni? So says Tosas, V'yesh Lomar, D'mikol Makom, Ishto Nifseles. Nevertheless, the wife of the Adam Zomim would become pasul, the pasla bibiyaso, because a Mitzri Sheni will pasul the wife with his bia. Uksiva sisam lo kash zomim velo la ishto. So says Tosfos that just like we have a din of lo velo la zaro, we also have a din of lo velo le ishto. And since the wife would be rendered pasul l'kuhuna if she slept with a Mitzri Sheni, and since we will not apply that rule to the Adam Zomimim, so there is a lack of equivalence, and we don't apply it, therefore there's no kasha zamam in the case of Mitzri Sheni. Good? Is Tosas clear? Just like you have no lo v'lo l'zaro, you have no... You know, just like you have a din of lo v'lo l'zaro, you have a din of lo v'lo l'ishto.
So Tosas is just upholding his status quo of holding it as a transference of status, because he's just showing another case where transference of punishment is otherwise.
Okay, good, Aaron. You're on your game. Right. Very good. Excellent. So Aaron is ahead of the game, and so I think this is Tosas, l'chora l'shitase. is Tosis is saying that when the Edim Zomimim, if you were to apply the din of halal to the Edim Zomim, what does that mean? Does that mean you're applying the din of halal, or you are turning him into a halal? Answer? Right, the second one. He's a halal. And if he's a halal, good, he's a mitzvah sheni. But that will have reverberating effects on his spouse. And just like there's a din of lo velo lezaro, there's a din of lo velo leishto. The din of lo says it affects him and not others. But if we're turning him into a bona fide halal, then it'll have reverberating effects, and this Gzeres HaKosov is in place, is extant, and applies even to his wife. Now, the Ritva says different. What does the Ritva say? Let's see the Ritva, source number 3 in your Marmakomos. I'm going to read inside. So he quotes Tosas. The Kosav Taisva Shemei Idu Alav Shemitzi Sheni Hu Shazaro Hayakasha Shem Shlishi Afilo Hachi Lokin Veinit Sale. Dakati Ikal Midrash Lovelo Ishta. You could still have a drush of Lovelo Ishta. Now I think this Ritva can be learned in different ways, but I'm going to try and learn it like I wanted to learn the subsequent Ritva. The Afilo Ein Lo Isha. Even if he doesn't have a wife, Ein Lachlok. That won't make a difference. Now, let's stop there for a second. According to Tosos, let's say the guy didn't have a wife. According to what we're saying in Tosos, the Edom Zomim didn't have a wife.
If they didn't have a wife, then it would probably be okay. They could transfer the status of work.
Yeah, but you can't marry at any time. You will have a wife.
So first of all, Avi's correct is he could have a wife. And meaning he doesn't have a wife right now, but if he has a wife in the future, so she'll be subject to that psul. In other words, what I want to highlight.
Is she subject to a psul that happens before she gets married to him? Meaning,
if he indeed is a halal. If he is a halal, then the nature of that psul is, again, using the words that we're using, it's a reverberating psul. It will have impact on others, whether his children. Yes, so but again, even mitzvah sheni has reverberations. If he's a mitzvah sheni.
Well, only for his wife, not for sure.
Good, for his wife. For his wife.
But let, he's not married.
Good, but let's say he gets married in a week from now.
So that's my question. My question is, I understand that when you're married, if a soul happens, obviously it would affect the wife. But if something happens to the husband before he gets married to a future wife, does something happen in the past?
So again, if the nature of what happened here, of Kasha Zaman, is we're transferring a status, an identity. So now he has a qualitative psul called halal. And that psul has capacity. That's the point I want to get. It has potential. It has capacity to passel others. And then says Tosis, that's enough. Then it's not Kasha Zama. That's not Kasha Zama. But according to the Ritva says, Ein Zem Mischaver. Let me just finish the Ritva. When it comes to children, Shehem Kara Shelo, children are his, literally the words mean his legs. What it means is an extension of him. Delagabe Zara Shehem Kara Shelo, Shayech Lomar Deleka Kasha Zoma, Avalagabe Ishto. Kaven de bididei miskayim shaper karinan vasis lokasom asos laochiv. Even though we're going to say that had I given the testimony, I was going to passel the halal, the nidon, and his wife. The fact that it comes back at me and will not affect my wife, says the Ritva, is not a problem of kashasam. No kashasam problem. Why is it not a kashasam problem? When is it a kasha zone problem?
If the punishment is not completed.
When the punishment's incomplete, meaning if I'm passeling him and his outgrowths and his appendages, meaning his children, and that doesn't come back at me, yeah, that's incomplete kasha zone. That's not good. But Rabosai, notice, why is the wife pasul? What's the difference between the psul on the wife and the psul of the children? What's the nature of the psul on the wife versus the psul on the children? Yeah, Isaac Shapiro?
Well, I don't know what you already told me, but...
So say it. That's why I called on you.
By the wife, it's an overflow of the maisa, but by the children, it's an overflow of the biological.
Yeah, in other words, when it comes to the children, kara de avua, they're an extension of him, the psul, if I'm passing the father and not passing the kids, that doesn't match what I wanted to do, because the kids were a biological outflow of the psul, the father. If that's not affecting my children, then there's no kasha zama. There's a lack of equivalence. The wife is not kara de baila. The wife's psul is coming from a new maisa bia, not from a biological extension, but a new maisa bia. Says the Ritva, I can envision a case. I can envision, we'll passel a man and will not passel the wife, and that's called kasha zama. That's good enough. That's enough of kasha zaman to qualify. Now, let's just finish this up, and I'll bring this home. Go back to this last Ritva on the page, because I didn't read the whole Ritva. I'm going to read the whole Ritva, that last Ritva, one more time. We're going to start from the beginning, and then we're going to try and like put it all together. So says the Ritvas, I'm going to go back from the beginning. Source number 5 on your first set of Mar Makomos. V'livsale lidi day v'lo lezare. Perish. Kevan, perish. The kevan she'ein pisul me'elami derek nas. Since the psul is only derek nas, milsa de'efshu. It's possible. She'ehu pasul v'zaro kosher. It's possible that we'll pasul the father, and we're not going to pasul the offspring. Uparkinon, and we answer, but inon kasha zom v'leka. No, that's not called kasha zom if we're just getting the father, not the kids. Perish. De anon bo inon shetiskai bohem kol masha zomimo. Ulefio idusam zara hayu chalalim. When I went ahead and testified against that guy, the nidon, I was testifying not only that he's a chal, but his kids are chalalim. So therefore, if it doesn't come back to me in that way, it's not called kasha zom. Now watch this. Watch this. The Imtomar. Adarabba. Why should you say that? After all, the Torah says, Kasher Zomam Lasos Le'ochiv. You get what you wanted to do to your brother. And why don't we make a drasha? V'nidrash. Let us be Doiresh. Le'ochiv alo lezaro. You get what you wanted to give to your brother, not to his kids. So what does he say? Yesh lomar, no. Lahahi, dahi, that pasuk, la'achiv, we used already. Ha'afkinu l'inyin zom bas kohen. We used that on Thursday to teach me that when it comes to zom bas kohen, when I'm testifying about the girl is chayev a sreifa, and her boel is chayev chenek, la'achiv la'achoso. So I used that drasha already. And moreover, watch this. Okay, but why do you use it there? Use it here. Why use it there? Use it here. Why use it there? Use it here. What does use it here mean? La'achiv v'lole Lizaro. V'hachi boy l'mishve. No. You make drasha la'achiv v'lo Lizaro. You know why? Because de Lizaro shehim kara didei. The zera is what? This kara didei. Same words again. What do those words mean?
They're an extension of
him. An extension of him, and therefore it's bichlal la'achiv. That is la'achiv. The kids are la'achiv. Meaning, if I testify that that nidon is a halal, my testimony is that he's a halal and his children are also halalim. So I'm essentially, and that's all la'achiv. That's two testimonies. Him and his kids. So when it comes back to boomerang on me, it has to apply to my kids. If it doesn't, there's no kasha zaman. Is that relevant to my wife?
No.
No. Because the wife is not achiv. The wife is going to be puzzled because of a new maisa, not because she's an extension of the father. And therefore, says the Ritva, very, very beautiful. These Ritvas work in tandem. That in principle, now, last question. In principle, according to the Ritva, could the Adam Zoman become, to be turned into Mitzvi Sheni?
Yes,
is correct. They could be turned into Mitzvi Sheni. Why? Because there's no problem with their kids, because the kids are already Mitzvi Shlishi. The wife is not an extension, you still have Kasha Zamam. So at the end of the day, in principle, the Ritva says the Eidim Zom could become Mitzvi Sheni. Why are they not Mitzvi Sheni?
Because of what the Meiri says.
Well, that's not because of what the Meiri says, but because of what the Ritva says. The Lo Chilka Torah. The Torah put all Psulei Yuchsin together. Guys, do you have 2 more minutes for me?
Wait, Rebbe, I don't understand why it doesn't work. Can you just explain that?
What?
Can you explain that? What that means? Like the Torah
meaning the Torah didn't want to make distinctions between a chalal and a mamzer and a nesin and all these cases, so we basically said all of them get malchus. We're going to treat them all the same, even though logically speaking, we should really classify. We should really give the Aiden Zoma din of Mitzvah Shani. I saw
that only matters in regards to the Ritva. Right?
Correct. According to the Ritva. So I just want to close. I saw in a Sefer, this was years ago, but I looked it up again. It's called the Sefer Otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud. You can look it up if you want in the Otzer HaChachma, which is free during Corona. It's not free when we're not in Corona, but during Corona it is free. And it is found on in Maseches Makos on page Mem Zayin Ha'ara 297. He quotes what I think is an unbelievable chiddush of Rav Aaron Cutler. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He suggests a totally new mahalach in his sugya, a totally new mahalach in the Tosis Kasha. You know what he says? Watch this. Unbelievable. Blew my mind when I saw it. I was so excited. I had to share it, even though it's already 12:32. He says, there is no such thing as a Mitzri Sheni. There's no such thing. All along, the whole premise of Tosis Kasha is this thing called a Mitzri Rishon, And there's this thing called a mitzvah sheni. He says, there's no such thing. There's a thing called a mitzvah. And the child of a mitzvah convert is a mitzvah sheni. But there's no real status, new status called mitzvah sheni. Meaning, what he says is as follows. Is if the Edim testify that this fellow is a mitzvah sheni, there's no such thing as a mitzvah sheni. What they're testifying is, essentially what they're testifying, I'll go balabatish, what they're testifying is that his father's a mitzvah. And therefore, even if the subject of the Edus is that this guy's a mitzvah sheni because his father was a mitzvah, what do the Edim Zom become?
Mitzvah Rishon?
Correct. They become mitzvah Rishon. And Memela, lo v'lo lezaro. Lo v'lo lezaro. There's no such thing as a mitzvah sheni. A mitzvah sheni is the son of a mitzvah Rishon. So fundamentally, it's not a separate category. And as a result, when they testify this guy's a mitzvah sheni, argues of Aaron Cutler, they become mitzvah Rishon. And once Eden Zom become mitzvah Rishon, their children are mitzvah sheni. Lo v'lo lezaro. And no kasha. The whole question doesn't exist. That got you guys excited. Okay, anyone who wants to grab lunch, you're free to. Anyone who wants to hang out, I'm here to hang out and answer questions. So fire away, go ahead.
Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
No problem.
I'll grab lunch, yeah. Thank you, Rebbe.
Yeah, go ahead, ask.
Okay, Aaron, you go first. Aaron, you go first.
What?
No,
you're
going
first. All right, fine. It's quick. I just wanted to reiterate that Tosos is saying that